Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you go on a Tinder date, can you talk about past Tinder dates when you're with that new person? Because intern Dimitri was overhearing people talking about that last night while he was bartending. And we are on separate sides of the table for this.
It's Elizabeth.
What else is new?
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Happens all the time. But you know what? People can agree on radio.com because that's a great app to have. You can follow The Mix wherever you go. You can take The Mix with you. You can listen to all our podcasts we have on there. Radio.com. Go to the App Store or Google Play. Download it. It's free. And then favorite The Mix and you've got us.
Well, Dimitri brought it up this morning and it's a good topic to bring up on a Friday, I suppose, because it's the weekend. You might be going on a date. And when I heard him talk about it, I thought, well, yeah, it's your common ground. If that's how you met, and my gosh, Tinder stories make for such a great conversation. Why not bring it up? And then Radar and producer Dave both said, no way.
Why would you want to bring that up? Let's just talk. Let's move forward instead of bringing back what's the past.
But they're funny stories. Tinder dates are so funny.
I don't know about that.
You got to laugh at them or you'll cry.
It's just like your opinion, man.
So we'll go over to the phones and see what you think. 414-799-1099. Becky?
I think it's perfectly fine. I think it's kind of a comfort zone, icebreaker type thing. I mean, I've been in the online dating world for 4 years, and I could write a book.
Yes!
There's just so many freaks out there and whatnot. I think it's, like I said, it's an icebreaker.
Don't you feel like besides the fact that it kind of like bonds you together, you're kind of going through the same experience. So why not talk about the experience that brought you two together?
Well, exactly. And I don't know how many times people have asked me just in conversing online, how many people have you met? How many dates have you been on from these things? Do you have any luck? So it's
kind of along
the same thing. It just wasn't brought up prior to the date.
Yeah. Okay, Becky. I love what you're saying. Mm. You don't think so?
No, because then you're sitting there saying, oh, I don't know, I haven't had any luck. Now, the person's sitting there going, oh, gee, am I the one to break the string, or is this just going to continue, and I'm going to be doing this again and talking about my past Tinder dates with the next date?
It's the stigma of online dating, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're kind of taking us into your world a little bit about what it's like. Becky, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend, Becky. Hey, Doug, you think it's okay?
Yeah, I think it's okay. But if it was a regular day, like you're just meeting the person, I think it would be weird.
But you're saying if you met on a specific site, it's okay to talk about the site that you met on.
Yes, I agree with you 100% on that. Elizabeth.
See? You're on Team Elizabeth too?
I don't want to hear the dark times of your other failed attempts.
But it's not that it has to be dark times. It could be a good laugh. It's something that you guys can laugh at because now we're moving on to bigger and better.
Well, I can kind of see what you're saying because if you're nervous, you don't know what to say, sometimes you get all sweaty and stuff, that might be something, obviously, that you can
talk about. One thing you have in common. It's the icebreaker.
It's the reason why you're meeting, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, based on the calls,
all right.
It sounds like majority are saying that it's fine.
All right. Can I come over to your side? Because I want to be on a winning side. Yeah.
You're going soft.
I think it's a good idea. I had to think about it for a little bit. I'm convinced. I think this is pretty good. Yeah. Come on,
Radar.
Producer Dave.
I hope you're just doing this to make her feel good about herself.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you good?
Yeah. You don't have
I'm
to
good
do
too. I'm on her side.
Oh my gosh. Not alone. Great. Way to go, Radar.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Thanks for solving this, buddy.
Yeah, you're good. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.